at encouragement and thinking of helping to strengthen and encourage each other along life's way. And I want to read from Exodus 17, verses 8 to 13. This account here is the account of Moses and Aaron and Hur, and where Aaron and Hur were involved in helping Moses, not necessarily encourage him. They physically were helping him, but we want to kind of liken that to the encouragement we can be to each other physically and spiritually today. Exodus 17, verse 8, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand and Israel prevailed, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword." So here we have Moses and Aaron and Hur up on the mountain. And Moses had the rod of God in his hand. And what did the rod represent? Possibly more than just this, but it represented, I think, the power and the presence of God. And whenever he kept his hand up with the rod, actually both hands, I think, but he was holding the rod in one hand, the presence of God was with the army and they were winning. And but he was, you know, you think about it, how long could you stand like this with a heavy rod in your one hand? How long could any of us stand there by ourselves doing that? You can't do it that long. And so he got tired. And so he would let his arms down a little bit to rest them, and then they saw the battle turn. And so Aaron and Hur realized that, and they saw that Moses needed help, so they helped him. And they helped him hold his hands up. They helped it all day. I want to read verse 15 and part of 16 in the NIV. It's a little bit more clear. Moses built an altar, and this is after the battle was won, but Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." He said, "Four hands were lifted up to the throne of the Lord." So here, Moses is not necessarily, he's recognizing Aaron and Hur as well as himself. He didn't say, "I held my hands up." He said, "For hands were held up." So Aaron and Hur were helping him. They strengthened him so that he could do that. Turn to 2 Chronicles 20:15. Second Chronicles 20:15 says, "And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." And the thing I want to bring out here is that the battle is God's. And we're all in it together. And we see that in this passage here. We have the Israelites were down fighting the battle in the valley, and Moses and Aaron and Hur were up on top of the mountain kind of watching over. And they were all in the battle together. And that's how it is for us today. Sometimes we're not necessarily in the fray, but we're back here in the back looking on and encouraging. And so God has given us each other to help hold each other up when the others are weak. And also I see from this passage that we don't do it for recognition. You know, when this battle was over, who naturally got the recognition for winning the battle? It was most likely Joshua. I mean, Moses turned that back to God, which was the right thing to do. But the people that were looking on would have been tempted or would have naturally congratulated Joshua on his win. But really, as we know now through this passage, the real heroes were Aaron and Hur. Because if it wasn't for them, Israel probably wouldn't have won the battle that day. And so no one saw them, but it didn't matter because we need to remember that God gives us the reward. And so in the end, the battle came down to three men, basically Moses and his two helpers. They couldn't do it without them, but without anybody, but that's where the win came down to. And I would like to think of Aaron and Hur as intercessors. And as verse 16 said, people who hold their hands up to the Lord. And thinking of prayer, there's other ways to encourage each other. But so how can we encourage and intercede in people's lives today? I just have a couple things that we can do. They're all pretty simple. But the first one is by an encouraging word. If we see a brother that seems to be down, let's just be willing to go up to them and talk to them and just give them a word of encouragement. Tell them that, you know, you're on their side and just step up beside them and give them encouragement. So let them know that we support them and that we're with them and that we've got their back. And another way is by being a friend. You know, if we spend time with someone we see someone that needs encouragement or seems like they're discouraged, let's be a friend to them. Let's actually be willing to give of our time and spend time with them and show them that we really care for them and help them and be an encouragement in that way. And then the intercessor part, obviously, is by praying for each other. That's a little bit more private than the other two, but I think that it is fine to let them know that you're praying for them. If you know someone's going through a hard time or struggle or something, just let them know, hey, I'm praying for you. I'll be praying for you that the Lord will give you strength. And there's many, throughout history, there's many illustrations and many stories of people, especially a lot of ministers, you know, that were very popular or that were very powerful. Most of those ministers, probably all of them, had people behind them, behind the scenes that no one knew about that was praying. And some of those stories come out. Remember that one about the guy that would pound the stump on the floor and say, pray, pray. Nobody knew it, but the person was down underneath the pulpit and he was praying and he was communicating to him. So in closing then, as I thought about this, I thought, whose hands should we hold up? Again, it's pretty simple, but let's turn to James 5:16. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So who should we pray for? Here it says we should pray one for another. So we want to pray for our brothers and sisters in the church, and I think especially we're responsible for those in our own church, but also we can pray for our brothers and sisters in the Church of Christ, the entire worldwide church. Those that are in persecution, we oftentimes remember them, and but let's remember to pray for each other here. And the Bible says very clearly that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So there's power in prayer. And we can help each other tremendously by remembering to pray for each other. And then I did want to mention that we should also pray for our ministry. You know, they need our encouragement, they need our support, and they need our prayers. And let's make sure that we let them know that we're doing that for them. Let's let them know that we support them, and that'll be a tremendous encouragement. I think one of the biggest encouragements they can have is knowing that the people of the church are behind them and supporting them. And then lastly, this is kind of a little different twist, but we also need to be willing to accept and receive encouragement for ourselves. And I'd like to look at Romans 15, verse 30 yet. This is Paul writing. Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And so here we see that Paul is asking them to pray for him. And so I think that's important sometimes. You know, no one knows what we're going through better than we ourselves, and sometimes it might not be obvious. And so if you have a trusted friend in the church or a trusted brother or sister, go to them and ask them to pray for you. And sometimes you can do that for a number of them. So we just need to be willing to do that. And that takes humility sometimes. You know, we don't like to look needy and weak to other people. And but I'd like to say that I think if we're willing to do that, that doesn't necessarily show a weakness. I think it shows an inner strength that that we have. And I believe that if we do that, if we're going through hard times, I believe that we will be able to triumph over them and come out victorious in the end. Okay, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.